Hello and welcome into the So Rare Data Show. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on So Rare, joined today by Keith Jamison, Gator Guy 231, to talk about what we're talking about lineups. What I thought we were going to talk about, we will get to, but we have to start somewhere else because Keith was like, hey, you can start the show by calling me a liar. And I was like, how come? Keith, why would I have called you a liar?
I tried to avoid D1 like the plague after I told Saturday last week. I'm like, hey, man, if you got like 5 out of 5, just toss it in. See what happens. And then, but guess what?
You were like, I'm playing Division 2 this midweek. And what did you do, Keith?
I told you this, and you were like, you sure about that? And I'm like, yeah. I screenshotted you the icon. I'm like, look, it says Division 2. You're like, nope.
Just, I was like, hey, did that? Any chance that got promoted? And you were like, no. So congrats on your D1 entry this week.
Yeah. I'm a little less upset, though, because I had like two, I guess I had two D1s. So I preserved the D1 that I was trying to preserve. So maybe I'm just free rolling.
Maybe you're just free rolling. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Thank you to everybody for coming in. Let's see. Tuggy was in 2.5 hours early. Way to be. Philly Dilly, midweek, EPL Classic, Super Rare Division 3, top 16, get loot boxes. There are 16 lineups entered into the contest. Love to see it. Matthew Wee, that's a name I'm not familiar with, so welcome. Hey, guys, getting my questions in early as it's 12 a.m. here and I can't stay. Is there a case to be made for putting stronger lineups in lower divisions? Keith tried that.
And I did actually do. We can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So Tuggy, Philly Dilly, and Matthew, congratulations. You are on the podiums today. Oh, wait, Matthew kept going. Higher chance to win better rewards for finishing higher in a less competitive league. Higher chance to win better rewards for finishing higher in less competitive leagues. No, I don't think that's right. My 469-point champ lineup got me $30 in Division 1, but it could have gotten me 270, 220, or 180 in Division 3, 4, and 5, respectively. I think this was a weird week, though.
I do too.
If you were competing with Nando in a top division, you were not winning this week. So we'll see. Philly Dilly, Matt, I think there definitely is when there's no relegation for empty lineups. Once that happens next season, which we don't know that will happen. We don't know. I think you're always going to want to try and play and stay in the highest division, which I agree with, but we'll see. They keep going, but I'm going to skip it for now. Toby, what's up? Almost Rammy time, and it is very much not Rammy time. That was a bad one today. Still going, actually. Daniel Cooper, building lineups sucks. Building a gallery is fun. Daniel's got it. Watching how your lineups do is fun. Winning is fun. Winning is really fun. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I think we need to etch that into stone somewhere. That was so well
said. That was great. You're right. Let's
pin this sucker.
If I could just leave that on all day. That's pretty nice. Anyway, man, we do love So Rare, don't we? We do. Ricky Lamas wants a live loot box opening. Keith, I just went to my So Rare page here, and I have no rewards showing yet.
Yeah, a couple people are saying it's delayed, but yeah, you know, maybe they didn't switch their clocks, guys. Like maybe we should just hold on, didn't you say with Sean France doesn't do our stupid daylight savings time?
I didn't say that. I'm the one who was like, no, we moved ours. They didn't move
theirs. Right. Anyway, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Bob, what's up? Looking for food. Surface, Sopsy. That would be, yeah, Surface. Shaforkle. Limpy said, anyone already promoted relegated? Well, kind of. Kev Hurd, what's up? Sebastian says, for me, building my lineups is the most fun part about Sober as long as my players play against Darmstadt. James Johnson, just back in time from work to see this, and I see Gator Guy had an all right first week in the new comps, things you love to see. Steven, what's up? Surfula, not to be confused with Surface Terror Missile. They are when you don't even know what competition you're entering. Dusan Dusty for Gator, that's right. Patrick, maybe we will see how many entries our lineups are competing against soon. We will after we compete against them. Red or Dead, what's up? Vita, thanks for coming in. Tuggy, crap, they relegated, promoted, yes. Just Mike it, what's up? Andre, Ian, I'm going to get through this. Olaf's lineups are like cooking. You have to do it to eat, but you can only afford ingredients with epic score. Mike said, I I changed my strategy based on this morning's announcement. Prior to it, I was prioritizing EPL Classic, given the star in there, plus $1,250 in D1. After the announcement, that team was being demoted.
That sucks.
Wait, seems they butchered it. And it didn't go through, and now all my teams remain the same. Yeah,
not sure about that, though.
We're getting there. Apparently, they have moved everything now. So,
Let's see.
Live show. Thanks for coming in. Much appreciated that you take the time for that, Toby. That's right. It's only halftime. We'll see. KB97 said, "I can't wait for the moment someone takes up all three podium places in a division." Has Pranksy not done that yet?
I think he's done it in the cash comps.
I would assume so. Yeah. Anyway. Sure. So where was that?
My one is showing, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's right. Yeah. Minor updated now, thankfully. Yeah. And I think I did what I tried to do correctly, which is nice. I assume it's not just me that haven't been relegated yet, still in D1, despite having a relegated status for the past game week. We're getting there. And Stefan, hello. Nanzo almost did that. Yeah, he might have. I would assume Nanzo almost does it every week. So. So Keith, you, that's right. Tuggy said you can't do it yet because, nobody can have three in the same division yet. Good call. Agent Cooper said, good evening. Up the Villa. We all know that so we're going to scrap divisions by August. I predict conferences and playoffs being introduced NFL style. I'm sure it will be beautifully simple. No, I think we're in it on this one.
Yeah, we're in it for a bit.
Just for Sora Data purposes, they Sora have processed relegations and will catch up, meaning Sora Data, this evening. See, everything's fine. 6 hours after the deadline.
So I want to make one quick mention before we kick off. Everybody, it's so cute seeing all the chat asking about where rewards are delayed. It's 2:08. Guys, like, if you weren't here 4 or 5 years ago, you don't know what a reward sweat actually is.
Four or five? It was like two.
No. It's only been that long?
If that even. Yeah. There used to be a time where we just had no idea when the rewards were coming. And I think it was Trip and B.
And Jimmer. Who
came up with it.
I don't remember which one of the two.
I think it was Trip and B was the... It was the gift box and the dancing salsa lady was the indication that rewards were in.
But the best part too was like, if you didn't even have that, if you weren't like at a chat with one of them, you would just be like refreshing your page endlessly just to see the little gift icon appear.
Yeah, it would shake. Yeah. Vita's right. And then it took 4 hours for the cards to transfer. So you couldn't just immediately list them.
I just love all the win rewards, and when we think about that.
Yeah, and our tier three, which was the worst tier at the time, our tier three Korean guys were $895. Anyway, Keith, what's wrong with the lineup process? Why is it the worst part of So Rare?
I think it's the worst part of So Rare. Because the other stuff's a lot more fun. It's not like it's necessarily inherently bad. I think there's process of it that are broken. Just takes way too long if you have a big gallery. Like, I don't even want to think about Pranksy, Nanzo, you know. I talk to Sean a lot, so I can't imagine Sean because he will narrate it to me as he's going through. But, you know, some of these people, it's kind of a job on lineup day. And even more so now with like the confusion of moving it over, or just deciding, you know, am I going division one, division two, division four? I just think that I quite enjoy buying stuff and like pretend like planning on like what my lines will look like more than actually putting the lines together right now.
Yeah. Like, you and I have both been on this side that like card accumulation is the best part of the game.
Well, it's the dream. It's like when you bring the card in, like, let's be real. I would love chat to get in this. Does anybody else, the moment you bring in a card, feel like you have to tell everybody? You're like, all right, who am I going to tell here? Like,
I've gotten really embarrassed at the cards I'm getting. So to not to actually tell anyone.
Yeah, we know Haver's like, I'm just not going to say anything for a couple minutes. But, you know, a lot of times if you're really excited, you're like, oh my God, my plan. Later, look at this. And, you know, or whoever you're talking to. And, you know, you want that that little bit. You already are pumping some adrenaline, endorphins, and you just hear somebody else go, that's a great car. Wow, what a deal. That's me. Wow, that's a great deal.
Wow, love that's cheap. Yeah, it's the same with like collections too. When you're building a collection, you're just like, oh, this is a bunch of cards I would never use in a lineup. But yeah, let's go. They all have the same shirt on. That's fun.
You know what, me and you have it special with NEP, but we overpay for a number one of or a jersey mint. And we know our little support group that will say there was no price too bad for that jersey mint.
I think my favorite thing, just what you were saying, like you want to like show off or like talk to somebody about your card, the new thing that you got. And you're just like, there are a lot of people that we individually talk to and you're just like, all right, who is going to think this was a good idea? You just go through and you find like the one person who would get excited and you're like, I'm telling that guy.
Yeah. The person that is going to share in my excitement, not the person that's going to tell me what the F are you doing?
That's like, why I don't talk to Sean anymore.
Like for you, like I sent you a message way too early because I was just cracking myself up because I was like, I think I might be buying a goalkeeper for Cap 220. Who will support me in this? And of course, my buddy Andrew Laird will definitely support me.
We're all doing our part here. I don't think that there's anyone is. Oh, actually, I was going to say, I don't think anyone has ever messaged me with like a, hey, I got this. And I write back just like, you sure you should have done that? The only one I can think of, and only because it was fresh in my mind from last week, was Parrot Press right before the announcement when he was like, yeah, I'm going to play Rare Pro and Cap 240. And I was like, maybe. Maybe you wait, let's like one day.
You think you can wait a day?
Yeah, just one day. Just yeah. Where was the? Oh, sorry. Quick tangent here. KB97. Quick question: if I'm currently Division One with two teams and challengers, my next weekend's matchups are horrendous. Can I just use my in-season cards in the classic tournaments so I don't get relegated?
Yes. The way so
as long as your current Division One are in season, yeah.
As long as you don't enter it into the lineup that you don't want to be relegated, then you're good.
Right. Which is a very
out of season. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's very easy to be still, like.
Are you still definitely feeling that when you plug an in season card into like All Star or Classic that you screwed up?
No, I realize I screw up when I think I'm entering Classic. But like in seasons first, and I was like, oh yeah, that's the one. And then I go and they're like, no, you need new season card. I'm like, oh, right. So this is a good question. I don't think he talks to me about the Colorado Rapids.
It was just tossing out. I was trying to revive the fire mojo. And then you know what actually happened on that to update everybody that keeps bringing it up? People, I don't know if people listened and thought it was a good idea, but then Zach Steffen Super was on the market. That was going to be what kicks it off. And he went for the most absurd price. And I'm like, what's happening? I got to get out of this.
Yeah. Thankfully, that most of that was beforehand. ZM Star said, I need to work on the API to create an export lineup button. If SoRare wanted that button, it would be done. That's all I'll say about it. G-Walm says a lot of moans on Discord. Oh, shocking. About high scores, not getting rewards, but failing to think about the 50% captain, meaning unusual high scores are not the same as before. I will add to this that the number of people who thought they were being funny yesterday with their April Fools, like scored so many points and didn't win, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm selling up. Nobody finds that stuff funny. And it literally just makes it worse for everybody. That's all. I hate April Fools on the internet. Anyway. Halogen said, I bought a Rosenberg collection after the division placements, entered into Division 5 Contender Limited with Wilson Manafa, captain. I assume he got 100 again, and won $7. I am Jose Mourinho. congratulations, Halogen, on your $7. Oh man, anyway. Peter said they want people on the SoRare set. Like, why? Like, I don't Sora doesn't get anything from people being on the site more. Yeah, Vita, I sold my gallery. Oh, it's April 1st. It's so funny, dude. It wasn't even funny during a bull run. I can appreciate a good April Fool's joke. I just have not seen one in a very, very, very long time. That's all. Yep. Certainly never on So Rare. Anyway, so Keith, how much of your lineup decision for this midweek was different because you could be promoted or relegated from this midweek? Meaning, like, we didn't know that yesterday and we knew that today.
Probably just one, to be honest with you. Like the one that I attended to not put in Division One, just because I wanted to make sure I had AD1 ready. Which I think the hardest thing, like looking back, because like I knew this morning personally, this is kind of like why I think maybe lineups are so rough, because if you do like work a full job and you just have days that you just can't be by a computer super early to set your lineups, like it really sucks to have the time frame and then have like real work and real life going the way. And I think that that's the kind of allotment that So Rare doing this change is not giving any sort of credence to. Yeah. Especially like the next morning, if you have a K League or J League overnight and placement's going to switch, you go from like a promoted lineup to a safe lineup or a safe lineup to a relegated, like those decisions change and you might have to move stuff around. And sometimes your day doesn't allow it. But, you know, it was a small midweek, so I don't think it was that hard to like move stuff around. It wasn't like a huge inconvenience, but I can see going forward, like this, especially for like bigger galleries, could be really, really brutal. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think we're overreacting to a situation that doesn't happen that often.
Yep.
It just happens to have happened the second game week this is open, or literally the first one, you know, after the first weekend. And so I think the reactions, mine included, are a little dramatic. And so it was actually Vita who was like, this isn't going to happen that often. We're not going to have like, and everyone's like, no, because there's that Turkey one in July, in September. And it's like, it really just won't happen that often. And so, yeah, the whole like special weeklies will take care of it. We still have yet to see that actually be the case.
Yeah.
But again, this is like the first midweek.
I mean, I truly give them like a huge leash on all this. Like personally, like I saw everybody kind of like freaking out about it yesterday, then even today. And I was just kind of like, whatever. I had already decided my midweek lineups aren't too strong. I'm just not going to play the top stuff. And if I accidentally play Division 3 instead of Division 2 or vice versa, like, who cares? And then suddenly at D1.
And then, all of a sudden you. Halogen said, Sora didn't communicate the pro rel situation yesterday because we would have thought it was April Fool's.
It's probably not wrong, especially with the decision that they made. Like, surely you guys have to be joking with this.
No. Just Mike had said, I congratulated Nanzo on his 700-point lineup that got him 100 coins. He's up to over 1.5 million coins now, Nanzo.
So can I actually make a comment on the coins and then pro rel? Like, I know it's a little bit off topic, but I don't think I actually envisioned this when they said the division thing, but it was actually Sean kind of making a comment about it, about like, all right, well, I stayed in Division One, or all right, I didn't win a card here, but I still got promoted and stuff like that. That is a really interesting mechanic of this whole change that I didn't really anticipate, is that, you know, it used to be literally if you weren't in position for a card, you know, the week was kind of a failure or the lineup was kind of a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, oh, it stayed in D1 or it stayed in D2. Like, I think I literally have seen people like celebrating that. Like, all right, wasn't that bad? I stayed in this division. It's like, actually, you got nothing, but I stayed up. And so it's like almost like delaying the stuff. It's kind of
smart. I think you're absolutely right. And that, I mean, we talked about this before because I was tilting to you about a card I didn't buy, or I So two lineups I could have switched the cards in, and I didn't. And I was like, oh, if I had just gotten this card, it would have been better. And you were like, you wouldn't have won a reward anyway. And I was like, but I wouldn't have gotten relegated. And you were like, you're right. That is like something. I wonder how long that lasts. The whole like, well, at least I didn't get relegated. And it's like, how long can you go in a division without winning a card where staying in the division feels good? Like if you were like, hey, I've been in Division One 12 weeks in a row, haven't won a thing yet, but I'm still here. Like, is that, are you still feeling good about that?
I think some people might, because like, I don't know, like that's the part. I think there are some people for a little while that just need that little bit of excitement, but you know, I think some interesting strategy becomes, should you actually drop that lineup to D4, even get like a T2 and then keep building the gallery up? I don't know the answer.
Yeah. ZM Stars kind of with me on this one. Promotion without winning anything feels terrible though, which again, we haven't experienced enough of it. Staying in the same division is the same as before as not winning, which is like fair.
So I think that's one take. And then like David Taylor has a take right there. I'm actually celebrating being relegated out of Division One and getting more Division Twos. I think the point in like that I didn't see actually occurring was people being happy about these small different outcomes. Mm-hmm. Like it's an extra part of the game. Coins definitely did not seem to do it.
No.
Like coins did not give that little extra thing. But Sora definitely has been trying to figure out this mechanic of some sort that people still feel good about their game weeks, even if they don't reward cards. And it seems like with loot boxes and like these promotion things, that might do it.
Or might, demotion. Might. Yeah. Patrick said, I actually was promoted to Division One Premier League in season without winning anything. Felt better than nothing, which, I mean, I guess that's sort of the point, right? It's like, yeah. I still won something, but...
Or I delayed the chance. I did just good enough to stay in this division. And next week I looked at my lineups. Oh boy, I'm excited. Like,
yeah,
I think that's kind of, I'm curious if that's what they're going for, or if that's like an unintended consequence.
It's funny. I was cursing it basically because I have what I think is a really, really good contender rare classic lineup for like this coming weekend. That's like Argentina and Russia. Yeah. And then I got relegated at a D1 and I was like, shit, now I'm going to have this like possibly my best lineup all season. And the best I can do is Division Two.
So do you think we're going to be in this world with this stuff that realistically we need to continue to be a week ahead on lineups? So like making the whole, not only like, this lineup's kind of suck doing, but now you have to do 2 weeks so you can adequately like plan forward.
I think you could argue the answer is yes, but the results of the game week are completely out of your control. So you can be like, yeah, I have this. I'm going to make this lineup. I'm going to stay in Division One and then I'll win Division One and then I'll get relegated. Cause why not? I mean, the answer is yes. You should be looking ahead, but the decision of whether of what you do hinges on your results from that game, from one of the game weeks, I think. So, I mean, the answer is like, yes, you should look ahead, but I'm not sure like you're making, like, I don't think you're like, I'm going to tank this week so that I can play my best lineup of the season in a lower division next week.
Right. But I think the whole, like the plus of maybe being a week ahead is just making sure, you know, when you do have that, I'm going to just call it God week, and I can't think of a better term, but like that lineup, that it's, you have the chance to maximize. Because like,
I think you're absolutely right. I think the weird part of that though, is when you recognize when that game week is, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's one game week ahead, could be three, is the consideration for the game week before that is maybe I won't play so I don't jeopardize.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, but that's like what you've talked about a couple of times was 1,000,000% the unintended consequence that Sora created by this rule. That was not what I don't care what they say. They did not mean for that to happen, because they flat out said the goal is that you will want to play in the highest division, not like avoid.
So I think you're giving them too much credit. Because, well, the way you put it, you were like, the goal, their goal is that everybody plays in D1.
Wants to get there. Yeah.
But I think that's what they actually think. Like, that every single opportunity you have to play in Division One, you are going to play Division
One. I said that a week ago.
Yeah.
I agreed with them. And then once you see it playing out, you're just like, ooh, this lineup is pretty shit. Probably should not go in Division One.
Right. Yeah. I don't think that there's a reasonable way for them to say, like, you will get relegated. You will not get relegated. Like, I think the reason for not being relegated when you don't submit a lineup is for like off seasons or off weeks where you're just like, you know, somebody is like deep into their domestic cup and they don't play that game week and you have three players from them and now you like can't put a lineup in because they're playing in the cup and it's like, that's not really your fault. So they're like, don't worry, you won't get relegated. Or it's the off season, like,
right,
you know, but instead we're using it like this, though. I don't want to jeopardize my Division One for next week, so I'm not going to play. And I don't think that's the intended purpose.
Do you, I just thought of this on the fly, it's probably terrible, but do you think they should actually have like a mechanism or a counter that says if you skip two more game weeks, this will automatically be relegated. So you can skip X number of game weeks and then it's automatic relegation. So you like have to use it.
So what I was going to say before, and it just left me, was like, if you can make a lineup and you skip it, you're relegated. Like, right. I think that the lineup,
that's even an easier one. Yeah.
I don't think they should do that, but I think if you skip it 3 weeks, like that doesn't solve the off season problem. Like if you're heavy MLS, sure, and then we go MLS off, like you're going to end up getting relegated.
I mean, but you just got to buy stuff, Laird.
Yeah. Well, that's fair too. That's fair too. But I don't think, like, it feels like a punishment though. If you're like, I have horrible lineups or like entries this week.
Right.
And they're like, you got to play D1 or else you're going to get relegated. And you're like, I'm going to get relegated anyway.
Shouldn't have done so well last week, buddy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. In my midweek, speaking of getting relegated. Jeez. Anyway, Rub said it happened to me this game week, decided to skip Champions because I fancy my chances better next game week, which like,
hey, that's the mechanism right now. I get it.
Yeah. Vita said, I already decided twice in two game weeks against playing my D1 spot. Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, so I did this midweek. Not sure if you've gone this dark, but I saw like I had a contender lineup with one guy. But thank you, Laird, for talking me out of too much China, because there is nothing out there to help you with China players. But like, I've had,
I'm sure if you spoke Chinese, there's plenty.
I think it's a lot of effort.
But learning Chinese might be a step too far. But
no, well, even like just like try to. But like, I've owned a Haber. Is that Heber? Is that how you say? Is it Haber?
Haber.
Yeah, you know the USC guy, Haber?
Haber, yeah.
Okay, Haber.
Not to be confused with Ryan Haber. Yeah,
right. No.
That's what I was like. Which to say, right. Haber?
Ryan Haber may score well in China, for all we know.
I would buy a Ryan Haber Chinese Super League card for sure.
I would consider it. But anyhow, he's over there now, and he subbed off in the 89th minute, injured. You know, sofa score injured. Right?
Opta,
but you're like, or Opta injured. Sorry. Yeah. Opta injured. And you just sit there and go, is he really? Because that seems like a logical time for a striker to go off at 89 minutes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like, what was it when we saw Messi go off at 52 minutes? We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But if Messi went off at 60 minutes, like, oh, okay. Just preserving. So, anyhow, I had the lineup with him. And I'm just, because he was my only forward left for contender, I'm like, well, because I might have a zero, let me go hit D4.
100 incoming for
Hebert. Which, but guess what? That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, because now you're in D3.
That's risk. But yeah. is that the new form of risk mitigation? Is that if I only have like one or like two lineups and I just toss that in the bottom, and if it goes off, great, I want a card.
Yeah. That's what I did this week.
So you did do this. This isn't like, I'm literally trying to evaluate. Is that stupid? Because I could have done like D2.
No, the benefit of the D4 entry in rare, that is, like I entered a DNP goalie lineup in contender D4.
Okay, because you're like,
I can't get relegated. So like, yeah. Why not?
So that's like here comes my next question for you. Is that going to like skew D4s if people like myself are running a maxed out XP Sho Sasaki, an Azako, and those type of things, just because I have one guy that I'm a little bit questionable about?
I think it's too random of an occurrence. Like, you're not going to play Sho on a weekend in a lineup like that. So like, I didn't
have a lot of depth, and I'm like, literally my thinking was I'd rather win some card.
Yeah.
Maybe I can pull anything out of here versus if I played this in D1, Aber doesn't play, I get relegated, and I don't win shit. That sounds like a terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, but D4 is a free roll for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue Tomatoes has a philosophical question for us. Is it actually selfish, which is hilarious to ask if something is selfish?
I love the start.
Skip a lineup in Division One because the next time you play, one more person will be relegated because 50% are always relegated. No. I mean,
what a nice guy Blue Tomatoes is trying to be, thinking about others. And so yeah.
I think the answer is yes, it's selfish. And also, who cares? Philly Dilly says, I think when we go live in August, they'll have to relegate skip teams. Otherwise, the balance between divisions is going to get way thrown off. That's kind of what I've been saying this whole time. Like, I don't see how the math works. I don't know. Ricky said, how about a loot box reward, which allows you to avoid relegation for a week? Love that. Sean hated the suggestion.
The game of, what did he call it? The gamification?
Yeah. You get a D1 entry.
I love the idea. I loved, what was the other one that was brought up yesterday? Like the, you skip up an entry everywhere. Yeah. Loot box, like you get to play up a division.
You can play Division One everywhere.
I love that. I love it too. Love it. This is fun Tuesday. Yeah. we discuss funny.
Rub says, Keith, stop coming up with these negative ideas for Sora to implement. We don't need punishment. Which
I just said it was fun, and now I'm being said I'm negative. Yeah. What was the bad one?
I don't remember what it was.
Skip, maybe?
Steven said, if you only have a no-game midfielder, I can't put in a lineup in Champ Classic Rare now. You should be able to. But
that might have been
get relegated.
No, that might have been a filter thing that you have to go check on that.
Oh, like, maybe.
Show no-game players or whatever.
Cybershake said, I got a 25% discount on auction in basketball loot box yesterday. Thoughts? I got one too. That's what they all are. They're awful. Oh, baseball. Sorry, that was baseball, not basketball. I got them too. I got like $35 in auction credits.
All right. I need you to go to I thought about this yesterday. Thank you, David Alves. Is Relegation Lover still around? I thought of this yesterday, and I was like, oh my God, he was ahead on David's, multiple fronts. Yeah.
David said, I think we misjudged Relegation Lover. This is what it's talking about.
Thank you, David.
I don't know. I don't know. Vita, solution is quite simple. If you submit a lineup in the track, for example, Premier League in-season rare, all your three lineups are considered submitted and can be relegated.
Hmm.
So if you enter just one in Division 3 and you have Division 2 and Division 1, Division 2 and 1 will get relegated because you didn't submit? I don't know. Paco said, Division 1 are broken. What's the point to play there if you can get rewards easier in lower divisions? I don't think analyzing one game week is fruitful for what we're trying to do.
And here, you also have to remember, I was having the same thought process, and I had to like remind myself the point of like your D1s and things like that is not that you can just win a card. It's for when you hit the nuts that you are getting your Mbappe, you're in line for your Mbappes, your Hollands, those type of cards, where if you do that in Division 3, they're not even in the pool.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yep. I agree. Matchlow said, all I have to say is, wasn't it supposed to be easier with the new system? I doubt it. I don't think so. Like winning.
That was definitely a misconception out there.
Yeah.
I don't think that was ever a promise.
Yeah. I don't. Mike said, I decided to play a 4-man team with Poro, KDB, Julian Alvarez, and Enciso in cap 220 to prevent getting demoted in D3. Yeah.
I can see
cap modes are perfect.
Well, this week was especially, did you find this? Excuse me. I saw people want you to live stream your boxes, and I'm totally for it.
I don't even think I won any.
Oh, did you not? I might have. I can look in a minute. But I thought this midweek was especially weird with the realization that like your Libertadores guys and things like that, you were literally confined to all-star cap mode.
Yeah.
That threw me for a loop a couple of times because I ended up with like an unused Armani and stuff like that because of it.
The number of times where I was like, oh, wait, let me move this card over here. And then I went to do it. And I was like, oh, wait, I can't do
it. I literally had a couple. I'm like, oh, I have an extra contender lineup. And then I went there. I'm like, where's Armani?
I did it with Juan Brunetta like 4 times. And every time I was like, why didn't I just do this earlier? I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, we all have done that too. When you're at the end of your gallery, you're like, oh, this is where I can. If I just move this guy out of my best lineup, I can create an 18th lineup.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
EJ Cooper said, I can see SoRare letting you play Division 1 whenever you want in the future if you pay a substantial entry fee. I hate it, but I can see managers being tempted if they have a nuts lineup. I don't think they will ever let us pay for entries.
So do we want to do this? I see a couple of people saying that the reward screen is different. Do we
Yeah. I have mine open right here. Hold on.
Let's see it.
To show you guys how awful the game week I had. Literally didn't win a single card. Literally,
I see some boxes, baby.
Two boxes.
All right, let's go.
The important part here. So yeah, fourth place contender in season rare.
Nice job.
You know what's funny is it doesn't tell you the division.
Right, you're right.
D4, maybe $60 bucks.
Hey,
so I got this contender classic super rare. I thought this got relegated. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, that's right. You need to
open the box. Open the
you have
box.
To open the. Yeah, it's so stupid. Does this mean it's two boxes? What is this two? What does that mean?
So now where do you go?
I have to refresh.
Oh, come on.
And then we open the box.
Oh, come on. Do you know this because of basketball and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you just taught us all something else. Level up, baby.
Level up. There we go.
Frank Armani is getting leveled up. So that was just one level up you won, though.
Two. Because I have two boxes, two level ups.
Gotcha. And how do you feel?
That was not very exciting. Where do I where do I use them?
Like oh, how do that, I that, no, you could go to the player screen. Go here to the are. Yeah, but you go to the actual player and then you
can, like my card?
Yeah. Yeah. Do not level up Christopher Olsen, please. Araki?
This.
Armani?
Four. Oh, that is so embarrassing.
That one is, might be good, though, to do.
Level 14, 14. Level 10. I don't know.
Long time. That was Fosh Man's. There we go.
Okay.
You're up.
It's pretty good, level 15 for a card I just got.
Not bad at all.
Shout out to Captain Vegetable for all the training over the years. And I mean, Armani's so low that it seems silly. I'm not doing this now. This is terrible content. Nobody wants to see this shit. Anyway.
I would say actually you doing that probably saved a ton of people a lot of frustration with the just knowing that we needed to refresh after the boxes.
Oh man, I should have gone to these first. NH said, if you hit a card on the boxes, I'll give away a HAL Unlimited. The lady is dancing. Where are the rewards? Let's see. Sorry, I'm catching up here. Vice. Whoa, there's a cool animation thing showing you got relegated.
That actually kind of fun. Hold on. What was it? Trip got pissed off about?
Wait.
Oh, what's happening now?
Sorry. I clicked on play. Let's see.
Oh.
Look at Steve Clark bringing it home. Franco Armani already paying dividends.
Look at that. Oh, I can't wait for the next one. Why is it not red?
Oh, I was just about to turn red.
That's amazing.
Look at, I have to scroll to see how many I got red. Oh my God. You can do better. Me?
What was it? Trippin got pissed off about a couple weeks ago. Wasn't it like PK trolling him? Didn't PK have like a video on Rivals?
Yeah, that he like beat people or something. Not like physically beat them.
But he
I just hope they're right.
With what?
Didn't I? No, never mind. I was like, I think my coins went down. They didn't.
you're struggling with your balances today.
Yeah, for real.
For real. So what do you hope they got right? You left us on a cliffhanger there. What do you hope they got right? You said I hope they got it right.
No, like, I'm saying like I hope they got the promotion relegation graphic right. I don't know if they're right. I don't remember if I got promoted or relegated.
Oh, okay. Just like that they didn't like keep a team the same, that they're all there. Okay.
Remind me about that in a second as I'm getting through the chat here. Toby said all the money they saved from the thresholds went into creating this reward screen. Steven said two limited cards in 13 boxes. That's pretty good. Four loot boxes, two cards for Cyber Shakes. Way to go. Three boxes, three level ups for Yohannaton. Let's see. Yes, you have to open the boxes twice. Vita, congrats on your level up. Oh, whale season, two level ups. Let's see. T Priceization, not familiar with that name. So, hello, welcome. I actually got a card. Let's go. Nanzo's box opening starts in 17 minutes and will last until Sunday. Agent Cooper said that rewards opening was possibly the most underwhelming and anticlimactic moment in Sora Data streaming history. Hear it? Nanzo, 64 rewards. My God. What kind of savage doesn't filter their gallery by scarcity when looking at them? Why would I do that? What do you mean? I just look at the cards I just got. Anyway. I swear every Sora manager owns a Steve Clark.
Guilty.
Yeah. Steven, 15 teams promoted. Let's go.
Dude.
Halogen, you can do better is so condescending. It really is. Better luck next time. I would have preferred
that. I kind of love it. I kind of love it.
David Taylor, 7-7 on the level ups.
Can we do a filter that says, I can take the heat? So we're like, be a complete.
Sebastian got a tier one from a rare box. That's very exciting. Blue Tomato's got a Barkley Limited. This is great.
So I'm opening mine now. I got seven boxes. I'm opening them right now in the background.
Surface got three cards from 17 boxes. Let's go. You want to share your screen? Like, what are you hiding
from? Do we actually want to do this?
How many do you have?
Somebody just say this was, I had seven and I have six now. I opened one. No.
Nanzo, you did live stream his rewards for a little bit. He is not now.
Do people actually want to see boxes opening? Or are we at this point in Sora content?
Maybe. I don't know, man.
I'll just pop these and just see if there's anything good. We can figure that out. But I'm thinking it's just gonna be level ups. Oh yeah.
I just had a horrible game week. So me opening my rewards in a stream is not helpful for anybody.
But you know, they could have just put an Mbappe in one of those just to keep. Just saying, Nicholas. Yeah, so I'm almost on all my super rares done. I just had level ups.
Agent so Cooper was wondering what Steve Clark won you this game week.
A box, Steve. A box.
That's all right. Boxes are fun.
Boxes? Are they? Ooh, hold on, hold on. Didn't we just decide that maybe they're not as much fun as people were hoping they would be?
Whoa. Our good friend Bob Flynn, Orangefly, won a Jan Paul Van Heck rare card from a box.
A who?
The dude from Brighton, the center back who smashes.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
And a Julian Gressel limited.
Oh, wow.
From a box.
Hell I'm yeah. on the last box.
11 boxes for Bob. You got two cards. Yeah.
I'm not sure the whole streaming box content is going to go anywhere. I just went 7 for 7 on level ups, by the way.
Congratulations on your level ups, man. I
appreciate it. We'll figure that out later.
Liam said, I got my first podium, third in the Premier League in-season limited D5 with what I thought was my worst lineup in the Prem Comp. Way to be, Liam. That's why you submit.
But that's back to that whole D1 conversation. Do you just submit because maybe?
Pico player, 14 boxes, 14 level ups. Oof. We're just going to all be at level 20 soon.
So... I you said that like a week ago and it depressed me when you just mentioned, like, I think it was with Andy that we're all gonna get to a point where everybody has a maxed out card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that. So what do you like to go further?
What do you mean?
Like,
oh, so no, I think it's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yep, still three max Quinny. Laird just used two on his Iraqi.
No, I only did one.
Oh, you said one? You had done one previous. Oh, no, I said two or three remaining. Got it.
Yeah, I have another. Yeah. I have another one to use that I didn't think anybody needed to see me searching through my gallery wondering how far along my Adan Super Rare was. John said, I won All-Star Unique to get the best star of two given out. I got Zaire, Warren Emery, I assume, in position 52 of 57 in the pool. That feels underwhelming.
Yeah, definitely underwhelming, but unfortunately, yeah.
Philly Dilly said, I think the XP boosts are a low-key help in-season cards catch up to the classics that are being used in season. Don't they have a 5%? Don't they have a 5% boost anyway, though? We don't need to boost those. So we already made their money. We already paid more for them. Bobby said Nanzo should keep his rewards and not open them for the next 3 months and then do a big one.
You see,
I mean, it would literally be 1,000 rewards by then. And Tuggy lost his boxes.
I don't know why that just sounds so fitting, but it did.
Yeah. Sorry, Tuggy. I wonder what card I'm going to boost here. I don't know. So yeah, that was fun.
I feel like the show immediately just hit off the rails right when the rewards of the loot boxes came out. We're like, oh well, I guess loot boxes might not save so rare.
No. I think they're fun. I think I would have had more fun had I just won more stuff. But like I had one of the worst game weeks I have ever had on the platform. And so including losing more players to injury. Like next week's not even gonna be any better.
That's definitely one of the nut lows of so rare is like your lineup already sucks, and then it's like Juan Brunetta injured in the 43rd minute. You're like, oh, of the lineup that is already trash, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just got worse.
Yeah, it So I apologize that that wasn't that exciting.
I thought I might be in the minority here. I actually thought the animation for the promotion relegation was kind of cool.
That was cool. I'll agree with that.
Although, what would your... Can you imagine if, like, You Can Do Better came up and it's like Nicola just shaking his head? I would have lost it. Would have absolutely gone crazy, and I probably would have applauded so rare because I think that would just be freaking hilarious.
That would have been it. Yeah.
Oh my god. Can you imagine? Or Zidane.
Oh, Zidane just trolling us? Yeah.
That's what they could have used all their ambassadors for. Cash them all in for these graphics. Mbappe and Messi are just clapping for you as you got promoted.
Here's a whale problem here. They desperately need an open all boxes button.
That's why you don't wait on your boxes. You just open as you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Pique just telling us we suck. Yeah. I think it's fun. I think what they did was fun. It looked cool. I feel like we could get sick of it after a while, like the promotion relegation one. But
there's probably a skip graphic button though too.
Maybe not.
Sure, there's a skip.
Maybe. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Tier 3, Andrew Thomas, former goalkeeper for the Sounders that won't play for the next 2 years until Fry gets injured again. I don't know. Those are fun. I see a couple of people putting out the cards they won in the boxes. That will be fun. Like, I'm a little bummed too. Just won 7 out level ups like yourself that won 2. But I can definitely see the cards being like, if you won one right away, going, okay, like, all right. I can see this being a good time.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. No, I absolutely. I
know we're coming to the end. I'm going to ask you a question. So have you figured out anything in this past weekend that – like within the promotion, relegation, any sort of strategy or anything you've seen anybody that's going to influence you for next weekend? Not midweek, weekend.
Yeah. I think I will be more selective with my Division One lineups. And I thought I was going to do that last weekend. And then on Friday, I was just like, nah, let's just go for it. And got relegated over and over and over again. And maybe I don't want to do that anymore.
So I would say I'm kind of the same. Because obviously I said it on here. Like, okay, well, if you have 5 of 5 going and it's viable, you know, take your shot. You don't know when it's going to happen. But I do think that sitting on it and seeing what's happened, maybe picking your spots makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. No, I think I'll try to pick my spots more, but I'm also guessing, but at some point I'm just gonna be like, never mind. I'm just gonna go for it.
Are you to the point? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, Peter said, I think once a person gets their first box card from a box, they'll look forward to the next one. KB said, first week of Rivals launch, I won a Will Dennis from a box worth $25 at the time. I will chase that high for the rest of my life.
Can you imagine the guy that, what was it? 1-1 Salah. I thought that was his first card ever. Like, Oh boy.
And somebody won a Dembele like last week.
I mean, I think Salah and Dembele are probably different levels of excitement.
Server says, does a lower number mean a higher quality box? Maybe. I really have no idea.
Are you, so
this is Philly Dilly. I agree with this. Server should have rigged it 50% card boxes for week one.
Like that 1 week that everybody was.
When they broke the rule. Yeah. And everybody was happy.
So are you to the point, do you think, with not maybe just boxes, but just with like D1, if you have a killer D1, you're one card away from like, are you to the point where I'm going to buy, or in that situation, do you think that you would maybe consider it like a D2?
I don't think you have a killer lineup if you only have 4 cards.
You could, though. Pick score could tell you is number 5.
Yeah, I don't see my, like, for my gallery, I don't see myself like going out of my way to buy a better card, but I also haven't been confronted with it yet. So maybe I will.
Philly Dilly's 100% buying. You already know the answer for me. Definitely buying.
Yeah, of course. Of course you are.
Also, I couldn't figure out how to do the naming this morning. I wanted to do five homies for one man lineup. I can figure it out on the app.
I still don't know how to do it.
I just won five home one time. I just won five homies at the top of a Division One leaderboard and be like, yes.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it'll be, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things that, like, I don't really know how I'll feel until I do it. I will say that the, CMSR said AAA and all home equals Gator guy getting a call from Chase Credit Fraud Line.
How did he know?
Yeah. Toby said, I'm going to name my best lineup. I've been hurt too many times. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I will say that it felt like I did. So I felt like I did a lot to my gallery leading up to this transition period. And once the cards were in play, I was like, all right, I'm not going to, because I said this on Friday, maybe, that, like, you can't let one game week determine how you are doing. And I was looking at my results for the week, and I was talking to you for the weekend, and was talking to you about it, that I had so many players on Monday that, like, I couldn't even get a feel during the weekend of how my lineups were. And then I got absolutely obliterated on Monday, so it didn't even matter. But I kept saying to myself, like, where my gallery is now, I just need to let it play out. Like, I've made the moves that I need to, that I felt like I needed to make. And that now is just the time over the next, however long, maybe through the end of the Euro season, of these are the cards I'm playing with. And after getting obliterated on Monday night, I'm back on the market. Like, all right, who's coming in?
But who gets this? But isn't that the circle and kind of what we joked about with the title? Because so much fun of this game is, like, if I buy this guy, I'm set till the end of Euros. Like, I know it. I've got it. It just takes 1 week for you to go, need more support for him. It's like the Chelsea transfer policy. Like, nope. Enzo was not enough. What other kid with 99 potential can we bring?
That's how it feels. And I was like, I had really convinced myself that I was, not that I was done, but it was like, all right, I don't have to do that many things. And then I will just blame it on the injuries that some of my card players suffered, that I'm like, oh, now I have, like, gaping holes because these three guys got hurt. We'll see. Tom said, this weekend was my biggest on the platform. I hit my first podium, came 11th in MLS Weekly, and won £140, which is more than what my gallery was initially worth, €120. That's awesome. Well done, Tom. Well done.
Yes. Tom's like, I'm a lifer now.
Yeah, I want to. I'm going to be Tom when I grow up.
Card, depositing more on top of that.
KB1 Trufert. He's good. He's young. Reynard.
So do you actually consider yourself a Ren expert, or are you a Ren 2021 expert?
I'm like, I love Ren. Kamavinga's awesome.
Like, if they play for Ren now, I want nothing to do with them. I'm only interested in the guys that have moved. Yeah.
Philly Dilly said, when did the XP boost take effect? I'm behind the reward by 0.2 points. Can I jam XP boost and get there? No, it's the following game week.
And then B Green. No,
that will forgive me if this has been discussed previously. Can't everyone avoid relegation by just listing a card before the end of the game week to cancel the lineup, thus avoiding relegation?
It guarantees you relegation, I thought was the rule. If you cancel a card, it's a zero and you get relegated.
Is that not the equivalent of not entering?
No, I literally think that was in one of the.
I think you're right. Yeah. Listing leads to likely. No, it does.
If you cancel a lineup, you will be relegated.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, Toby. Not sure how Ren can cope with Berger Mealing busting his groin again. Yeah. He doesn't play for them anymore, for those who are curious. Major NFT said, I did pretty good this week, but felt part of this was due to all the confusion, which I'm guessing is like everyone's confusion. Not expecting such great things going forward, but I still have a glimmer of hope. I mean, make that glimmer big. Why not?
So I don't remember what was said on which stream it was, but the one thing I think we're all doing wrong, myself included, is like worry about your lineups. Like worry about what your lineups and what your players do, and you'll be fine. I think it was like just somebody like, we need to avoid Pranksy. It's like, no. Pranksy can pick shitty cards too. Now he has a lot more choices than all of us, so the chances are a little bit less, but like you worry about your lineups, your players that you choose, your matchups. Mm-hmm. Take it from there. What everybody else does, you know, it's beyond your control.
Yeah, I think that advice plays more for like in most competitions. Like I think in the unique level, you can probably think of the other competitors.
I agree.
Rare, you're just way too many otherwise.
Right, but most of us aren't asking these type of questions in the unique level. Like we're, right. You know, limited, rare, or super rare. You're just going to mind F yourself. And you just need to put the best lineup in where you decide that you want to compete or where you want to win rewards. You know, the good old Quinny example is, I want that Furuhashi super rare. I can put it in this competition to get it. And then be cool like Quinny and win it.
Yeah. Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
Lagaritz said, hi, just joined, and I want to say that getting promoted in the middle of a game week is not it. They should rethink it, in my opinion. It's just not going to happen that much.
Yeah, we got the one-off, kind of what you were saying yesterday. If they would have just done this a week later, we might not even have this problem. So.
Arthur said, I thought I was set. I now have 2 Matthias Savios.
Ooh, that doesn't seem like a bad card to have.
I need a Savio.
Like that guy, man.
KB said, people lose focus of their actual best lineup. They want to be widespread, increasing chance of multiple wins, but it hurts them, myself included. Fielding one really strong should be the focus. And Arthur said, I got relegated for listing cards. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Surface was, where was that before? Just opened 1 limited box, 2 rare boxes, and 14 super rare boxes, all boosts.
Oh, it, by the way, though, on OnePlus, you guys asked about this yesterday. They did get the boost rate, though. All my super rare boxes were super rare boosts.
Yeah.
That would have definitely sucked. That would have definitely sucked to open a super rare box and get a limited boost. That would have been rough.
Yeah. Smoothboy said, any idea why the cash prizes are the same in D1 and D2 in-season champion for this weekend? That seems... actually, doesn't seem... That seems weird now that I say that. Like the podium prize, like the top prizes are the same?
Or the
total. I think the argument there is that fewer people are in D1, so it's easier to win. Yeah, let's see. Major NFT said, I thought relegation only happens in August if you don't play. We don't know that. Yeah. I don't think they know that yet. But if... Not playing is different than listing your cards.
Right. Because listing your card meant I played a lineup and then it sucked.
Right.
I canceled my lineup.
Challenger Classic Super Rare. Challenger Classic Super Rare. I entered that. Got a Silva SR. I don't know who the Silva is. As a star reward. And got a Di Maria Super Rare from the box.
I'm guessing that's Antonio Silva. So you got double Benfica.
Benfica. Trying to look on Twitter here. I can't see. I don't know. There we go. Oh, our friend Parrot Press won a card in a box. See, this is fun. You just need to go watch things other than me open. Like, don't watch me open things. I don't win anything.
Just scour Twitter for the positives.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show other people's videos and pretend they're mine.
And on that note.
Yeah, really. Thanks, Andy. Bringing the maturity to the conversation. And then I, what is this? Oh my God. So they're adding the achievements to basketball now. And now it's like, come on, please don't. Oh, Andy said he won a card in a box.
If that was a day beforehand, I would just be expecting a joke to be set up.
Keith, this midweek is already not going to plan.
Did you think it was going to go to plan?
I was confident. Sort of.
No, that's the name of their song.
Oh. Gotcha.
Oh my God. Well, whose name is Dick that he could win? Is it, do we have a center back in the Netherlands named Dick or something like that? It'd just be fantastic.
Toby's also lying to me. He said Rami's done it at 51. I only am at 45.6. Anyway. Anything else?
I got nothing.
I actually don't think we talked about what we were going to talk about.
Not really.
Yeah.
I blame the boxes.
Server said, should the three of three box limit be abolished now in this new system? Do you mean level ups?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Toby Rami doesn't have any forward cards. Anyway. So, when are they increasing the level cap, the number of level ups? I don't think they do. You just got to spread them around. That's all. Blue Tomatoes, I just want to win a card in a rival's box. I would rather win them. Yeah, I don't need a rival's box. No thanks. All right. Thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. Congratulations to everyone on their boxes. That's it. Good luck with them, and we'll see you around.